is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Nathan Russer, an Australian university student, posted on Twitter over the weekend that a fitness app had revealed the locations of military sites in Syria and elsewhere. Along the Texas border, about 330 colonias and nearly 38,000 people are stuck in the most extreme conditions, without clean running water, sewers, or even clear boundaries needed to develop the land, according to the state. Another 115,000 people live in enclaves without paved roads, drainage, or solid waste disposal. Recently, the state of Texas began to cut off support for the colonias. Amazon, Berkshire Hathaway, and J.P. Morgan Chase, some of the largest employers in America, have announced that they would form an independent healthcare company for their employees in the United States. Insurance stocks dropped. Their effort is intended to curtail healthcare costs, but might be open to other companies. New Orleans officials, burdened with a seemingly intractable violent crime problem, are considering a plan that would create one of the most extensive video monitoring systems for any mid-sized American city. The plan would require each business with an alcohol license to install street-facing security cameras and connect them to a real-time monitoring center overseen by the city. New Jersey's new governor has indicated the state will now join a regional compact to make utilities pay taxes to emit carbon. Nine other states have already imposed a price on carbon dioxide emissions from power plants through regional greenhouse gas emissions. Connecticut, Delaware, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New York, Rhode Island, and Vermont. Separately, California has its own cap-and-trade program, which covers not just power plants, but factories, oil refineries, and more. Many Latinos who are finding ancestral connections to a flourishing slave trade on the blood-soaked frontier known now as the American Southwest. Their captive forebears were Native Americans, slaves frequently known as Jenesseros, who were sold to Hispanic families when the region was under Spanish control from the 16th to 19th centuries. Many Indian slaves remained in bondage when Mexico and later the U.S. governed New Mexico. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.